Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. That's Christian McVeigh with Fleetwood Mac bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Josh Wright. Josh is a new friend, but not for long. He's got a lot more to teach us. We're gonna hang on to him. He is the economist for an organization, a chief economist, an organization called iCIMS, I-C-I-M-S. It's a business software company. Josh, tell us about iCIMS.
iCIMS is an applicant tracking software provider. So this is what you use if you are an HR manager, you're a recruiter, or you're just a hiring manager. Anyone who needs to bring in new talent, this helps you keep track of who the people are, how to evaluate their resumes, coordinate across the whole company so you can understand what your whole pipeline looks like for talent. And it also hooks up to a number of other kind of HR software suites so you can manage passive pools of candidates, people who haven't actually applied yet but might be interested. You can manage the onboarding process, skills evaluations, and a variety of other steps in an increasingly complex world of recruiting.
Very interesting. So then go to iCIMS.com and find out more about that, right?
That's right.
So check it out. So congratulations on the good work there, Josh, and congratulations on them for having a chief economist. I know you're going to be doing good work, and we're going to keep up with you. We're going to keep asking you for some of your pearls to cast before us. Let's talk about going forward in the economy. The Fed's meeting back-to-back this month and next month. I've been tracking them. I've been having a FedWatch programming on the show since 98. And with some of the, in fact, one of my Fed watchers is was actually a member of the FOMC when we started working with him, Bob McTeer, and so he's still with us on a regular basis. So I predicted that the Fed would not raise rates last year, and I made it all the way to December. I predicted again this year that they would not raise them again this year. So far, I'm 100%. What do you think?
I think your skepticism is well founded. Personally, I think that they are going to hike again this year. I think the desire is very strong, and if they can find any way to justify that in the data and they can get the market to go along, because, again, this is a very as much as they are concerned about inflation and they want to be vigilant on that portion of the mandate, the reality is that there are a lot of dovish voices on the Fed, and they understand that this is a fragile recovery, and they've got to be there to help it along.
Well, and they're on a balance, they're on a knife blade, aren't they? From the standpoint of not raising rates, if they raise rates, they could create problems in some areas. But by not raising rates, they're hurting some of the people out on Main Street, aren't they?
Exactly.
It's the savers.
Definitely not an easy job at this point, because the Fed is viewed, you know, so many people view it as being some kind of omnipotent agency that is going to steer the economy, and not only omnipotent, but omniscient. They understand everything that's going on, and they really don't. These are very smart, dedicated people, but they put on their pants one leg at a time, just like the rest of us, and, you know, they really have limited vision into what's going on out there.
And well, I think that's also
what you see in their comments.
They're also, the Fed, since the 90s, we started seeing this around 97. Since the 90s, the Fed has become the central bank of the world.
Absolutely.
A lot of their decisions
they feel that
A lot of their decisions have geo pressure, don't they?
Yeah, the difficult thing is that their mandate is set by the U.S. Congress, so they are responsible to the U.S., but they have to understand that because we are in a globalized world, and the U.S. is still the largest and most robust economy, their policies reverberate around the economy and then reverberate back to us. So they have to understand this feedback loop through what's going on abroad. And that is, of course, you know, a troubling vision at this point. That's where a lot of the headwinds are coming from. The U.S. is actually doing pretty well domestically. We're the only game in town.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. So not something to we should rest on our laurels with that either. So what do you think about the chairman? Do you think she's up to the task?
I think that she is, because the role really requires someone who's a good listener at this point.
Janet Yellen, we're talking about, of course, folks.
Yeah, Janet Yellen. I mean, she is an incredibly dedicated and diligent person. To give you a sense of where her heart is, when people were saying it might be Larry Summers who would get the nod, she said, okay, fine. I'm going to pack my bags and go back to California. I don't need to campaign for this. I'm here to help, and if you, I can take it or leave it.
Yeah.
But it was really, there was an outcry that people wanted to have her be the head of the Fed.
Yeah.
And she's so diligent that back when she was doing her PhD at Yale, her notes, her lecture notes were handed down from generation of students to the next generation of students because they were so complete. People said this is the definitive way to understand
the
material.
She's the only Fed chairman I've ever heard mention small businesses in her comments. So I appreciated her for that, if nothing else. Even if I haven't seen a lot of benefit from that out here on Main Street, at least she said something about it. Hey, Josh, good job again. ICIMS.com, right? ICIMS.com. Come back soon.
Anytime.
Good job, Josh.
Always a pleasure.
Right, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I will be too. I'm Jim Blessing, and reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.